The text of our message prepared by Pastor today is from the Gospel of St. John, the third chapter, the third verse. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Nicodemus had come to talk to Jesus in the evening because he was afraid. He was afraid of being seen by members of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of the Jewish people, a very powerful faction, and perhaps the majority of the ruling class of the Jewish people had begun to consider Jesus to be a threat to both their political power and to their religious doctrine. If Nicodemus had been seen speaking with this upstart rabbi from the boonies, he might have been accused of entertaining believing in Jesus' teachings. That might get him tossed out of his place in the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was made up of the chief priests, the elders, and rulers of the people, along with the Pharisees and Sadducees. The Sadducees, a faction of the Jewish leadership who did not hold to the oral traditions but emphasized acceptance of the written law alone, were working with Rome so that the festival days and the temple worship ceremonies could continue. This group did not hold to the resurrection of the dead, but they also knew that Jesus had brought the son of the widow at Nain back to life. That put them in quite a pinch. The second large faction was the Pharisees. They did believe in the resurrection of the dead and that it would happen at the end of time. The Pharisees were also meticulous in keeping the law. Not just the law of Moses, but they held to 613 laws to follow in addition to what was written down in the scriptures. These were the men who would only walk so many paces on a Sabbath day or wash their hands after interacting with people in the marketplace on the chance that they had touched something a Gentile had touched. In this verse, the Apostle John has summarized a long evening of discussion between Jesus and Nicodemus. You must understand that such theological talks could go on for a very long time. Essentially, Jesus and Nicodemus are discussing two different types of religion. Now, in the world, there are likely thousands of different religions with their groups and offshoots. However, in reality, there are really only two religions in the world. There are due religions, that is, man-made religions in which you use offerings or works to manipulate God or the gods to do what you want them or him to do. With the right works and sacrifices, you can even earn your salvation. The other is God's religion that is introduced to Nicodemus that very night. As St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, you are dead in trespasses and sins. Not physically dead, but spiritually. Therefore, salvation is not something you do, but it is something that is done for you. There they are, the two religions, the due religion of mankind and the done religion of God. When Jesus said that a man must be born again, Nicodemus went with the material world. Jesus is not speaking of the material world. Jesus is speaking of a spiritual rebirth. Jesus is speaking of a spiritual rebirth, a rebirth worked by the Holy Spirit in the waters of baptism. How can this be, Nicodemus asks. The Lord Jesus tells the old teacher that ought to understand these things. Jesus, the master teacher, goes to what Nicodemus knew, speaking to him of Moses lifting up the bronze serpent upon a pole during the wilderness exodus of the people. When the venomous serpents were plaguing the Israelites and they were bitten and going to die, they were commanded to look upon the bronze serpent upon the pole and they would be healed and live. Jesus went on to say that the Son of Man must be lifted up that whoever believes in him would have eternal life. Considering that this was early in Jesus' ministry, we realize that Jesus would labor for the next 3 years with a complete understanding that his death on the cross was waiting for him at the end of his road. Jesus was lifted up on the cross so that we would look to him in faith, and with such a looking upon Jesus would have eternal life. Salvation is a merciful gift of God in Jesus Christ. We all understand that gifts are free to us, but a gift always costs someone. The cost of our salvation is the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is his blood that covers our sin. Jesus is the true guilt offering for sin, indeed the sins of the entire world. Left to our own devices, men could not imagine that such a price could be paid. But God did pay it. He paid it out of love for his creation. St. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith." Eventually, Nicodemus, along with Joseph of Arimathea and hundreds of others, witnessed the crucifixion and saw Jesus lifted upon the cross. Something had changed in Nicodemus. He wasn't afraid of being associated with Jesus. Nicodemus gave no regard to his fortune or his reputation as he gave his tomb to Jesus and mixed the myrrh and aloes to bathe Jesus' body in and then lay Jesus in the tomb, just as Isaiah had foretold. They made his grave with a rich man in his death. On the third day, Jesus rose from the grave in glory. He died and rose again for us and for the timid rabbi who learned of spiritual rebirth on an evening long, long ago. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith on Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.